White, Tacoma Park, Maryland, June 1st, 1905. My dear son Edson, I have written letters to you, but have not sent them, because I feared the effect they would have upon you. But I must tell you that you are applying time and mind and money to things that do not glorify God. The Lord has spoken to you decidedly, telling you that he should be regarded as the head of the work in Nashville. Every man and woman engaged in the work should labor with all the power of body and mind to glorify him. You should give evidence that you are led and taught of God. Your course of action should testify that you are under his supervision. Unless you can show that you are led and taught of God, your influence will be discouraging. To invest money as you have been investing it has an influence that is against your mother's testimony. Your course of action is lessening an influence that the Lord would have increased. When you invest means that is not yours to invest, you tangle yourself up and weaken the confidence of the brethren in you and in my work and testimony. The sinking of your boat and the other calamities that have come upon you should call you to your senses. These things should be regarded as the call of a voice higher than any human voice, showing you that the Lord would save you from yourself. When I heard of the misfortunes that had come to you, I said, "I am relieved. The Lord has taken hold to deal with my son." Your correction has not come from man, but from God. Will you take heed? I have been pained to the heart to have you go on and on, gathering means and investing money unadvisedly. This is discouraging your fellow workers, and if continued, will spoil your record as a reliable man, a man who is led and taught of God. Unless you see your danger in this matter and change your course of action, your light will certainly go out in darkness. I entreat you, my son, to heed the admonitions of the Lord. I entreat you to change your way for God's way. In undertaking so many enterprises and running so many financial risks, you do not inspire your brethren with confidence in your judgment. You mix things up altogether too much and confuse the minds of those connected with you. In the place of helping Brother Palmer as you ought, you have hurt him by your example in the management of your business. You have made a mistake by withdrawing from those who do not agree with your ideas. By undertaking too much, you have gotten into a tangle, confusing yourself and robbing the cause and work of God by investing the money and time that belongs to Him in a way that is not right. God forbids this kind of management. The Lord has opened up before you the lines of work that you should follow. He has said that you are to preach the truth and that you are to use the pen to produce books. He has given you influence and the ability to do this work. But are you doing it? There are books and tracts to be prepared as valuable agencies in the proclamation of the truth. You can help in this work. But you are losing time and you are losing the confidence of your brethren. This need not be so. You can change all this if you will. I cannot feel free to place in the field the book I am preparing on the work in the South unless you will occupy a different position. You hedge up your own way and then charge upon others the result of your own course of action. There is no sufficient reason why you should not have stood by the Southern Publishing Association, your being a help to it, and it a help to you. Your course of action in taking your work away from the association has produced results that are robbing you of your influence. The influence that you could retain and use for the good of that work, you are losing, and the Lord is not pleased. He will not permit his blessing to abide with you unless you take a course that is in accordance with the counsels given you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ always leads in paths that are right. It is ordained of God that there should be no respect of persons, that one man should not usurp authority over another man's mind. One man is not to be conscience for another man. Christ is the Savior for all. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. The Holy Spirit is a gift to all. Your attitude toward others must show that you are sanctified, body, mind, and soul. It must show that the converting power of God is on your heart and disposition.
Your words are to be wise words, your actions, right actions. If you would have the confidence of your brethren, you must make straight paths for your feet and wear the gospel shoes. You must tread in the steps of Christ. I have no message to lead you to be discouraged. God has not forsaken you. The message given me for you is that the Lord would have you transformed in character, in heart, in words, in spirit. Then your discourses will exert a saving influence, which will be for your own benefit, as well as for the benefit of others. Oh, that your eyes might be opened, that you might see all things clearly, that you might see that Edson White might change. You have invested a large amount of means in various enterprises, but what is it doing in soul saving? God will call masters and servants to a personal account. Every soul should be a conscientious doer of the will of God. You have but little time now in which to prepare for the future life. Oh, think of your individual obligations to God and the account that you must give to Him. The thought of these things should certainly keep you on guard every moment. Gather to yourself fewer responsibilities, and be careful not to give anyone, by your example, an occasion for stumbling. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Plead with God, wrestle with Him, as did Jacob, saying, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Genesis 32, verse 26. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 16. Consider these words, and do all that is in your power to make peace. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verses 17, 18. We have enemies to fight against, a banner to fight under, and certain rules of warfare to which individually we are to conform ourselves. It is essential that a soldier have courage. This he can gain not by having his own will and way, but by following the will and way of his leader. The Christian soldier will obey the orders given by the Lord Jesus Christ. This he must do if he would gain the victory. How can the victory be won? Be strong in the Lord. Keep on the armor. There are stern battles to fight. As we press our way toward heaven, we shall have to dispute with Satan every step of advance. Be strong, therefore, for service. Spiritual strength and courage are essential, for the battle is to be waged against determined foes. When Satan comes against us to destroy, we must stand against him. We need courage in order to be able to do this. My son, you are to counsel with your brethren about your personal business and investments. I warn you that if you follow your own mind and your own devisings, you will make very crooked paths for your feet. You may have spiritual strength and courage, and you may be an overcomer. Your tendency to make presumptuous movements in investing money will be hard to overcome. But it is time to make a decided change, that you destroy not yourself. Be strong in the Lord. His strength must become your strength, for of yourself you are very weak. All our sufficiency is of God. In His strength, go forward. This message was given to me for you. Humble yourself. Do not seek to humble your brethren, but humble yourself. I wish I could make the impression on you that these words made on my mind and heart when I heard them addressed to you. One thing I beg of you to consider. It is your duty to counsel with your brethren and to heed their advice. Blend with your brethren. Seek their counsel, and when they give it, do not cast it away, as if they were your enemies. Humble your heart before God, else you will not know His will. Be determined to be in unity with your brethren. This duty God has placed upon you. Make their hearts glad by following their counsel, and make yourself strong through the influence that this will give you. I hope and pray that you will take heed to the cautions that I send you.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3, verse 19 to 21.